Thanks for coming to my impromptu talk about that I decided to call Closing Closure Completion. Originally, Alexis would have held this talk in this slot, but due to illness, he very sadly could not make it. So I'm just going to start with personal history, the sense of we're going to start in October 2023. Which is roughly the time when I started my master's thesis. And ever since then, I've been thinking about idempotent completions. Idempotents are something that Theo has mentioned briefly in his talk. And so I'm briefly going to sketch what an idempotent completion is. Namely, if you take a category C, then the idempotent completion which I usually write down as car of C, named after Karubi, is a category given by the objects themselves are idempotents P from A to A in C such that P squared is equal to P. And morphisms are then just, if we have a P and an A, and some morphism F going to some Q which lives on B, then F has to satisfy that Q composed with F composed with P is the same as F itself. So in a sense, it's a sort of action on the morphism by the idempotents. And while I've been thinking about those, I was thinking about those for a long time, the higher variants of those, and eventually wrote my master thesis on the two categorical idempotent completion, which I finished in March of 2024. And in April of 2024, I started doing my PhD. Is when I started, so back then I started my PhD, and which will become a threat in this talk, I wanted to turn this, my master's thesis into a paper. But, and my actual topic for my PhD at the point was talking with my advisor, I was to investigate higher exact sequences stemming from higher fusion categories. None of these words need to mean anything to you. They mean very few, they mean very little to most people. And so what I was supposed to do was study these higher fusion categories coming from higher category theory and all of that. And well, during that time where I was doing that, I went to a really nice workshop in the Scottish Highlands that was in September 2024. And that was nice, but I really struggled with that topic because higher category theory has been something I kind of was banging my head against the wall because I was told, oh, just look at Lurie, just take the theorems. You don't need to understand them. That's not how my brain works. I can't do that. I can't just take things for granted and especially if they're supposed to be that way. And what I also realized at that time I was struggling with what already kind of seemed to be in some parts of the higher categorical community, especially from people who used it more than did pure research in it, is that a lot of the proofs are written in vague, model-independent languages, relying on things that haven't been proven in that generality or that vagueness. So, and all of that, I really struggled with that. So, also around the time, I had bad mental health, bad physical health, chronic stuff. So I really didn't get anything done in 2024, except go to that really nice workshop in the Scottish Highlands. I don't know what I did in that time period, but May of 2025, I decided, I was oh, I'm going to need a break. Oh, and what do you do in your break? Of course, you visit your old university and decide to give a talk. You invite yourself by talking to your old supervisor. So that's what I did. And that was probably a very good thing because she was kind, she's lovely. I also like gave a talk on also my master thesis, which I still had had the plan to turn into a paper. But when discussing things with her and saying my frustration and like saying I wanted to more apply things. Also around that time, somewhere between here and there, I was in the, like, took part in the adjoint school. So the thing that is like offered like once per year to do like applied category theory research, like across with like in small groups where you mentored well. That was fun as well. But anyway, will become relevant a bit more later. May 2025, I was like, I can't continue doing my original topic on like these exact sequences from higher fusion categories. That's just not what like my brain wants to do. And also, I should like, so I decided types seem something cool. Types seem something like you can formalize higher category theory in, and if we just do that, then actually like we can trust our proofs about higher categories and no problems will exist, which that was my belief maybe back then, that such a solution might be possible at some point. And also talking with my old supervisor, she convinced me again, it would probably be good to have that research I worked on in my master's thesis published and like put out there so people can read it at some point. And so I also talked with my supervisor. We decided to change my PhD topic. So I was looking into doing like idempotent completion, but like implemented for like infinity one categories and somehow type theoretical. That was the idea. My supervisor, while having done a few things with types, really not a type theorist. So I reached out to type theorists. One of them, who I'm not going to name in this talk, was very kind, responded with me. We started chatting, we had a few calls. He gave me some resources to look into, like was really interested in getting, like in general, getting things going. And so what also happened in that time period then, just 1 month later, I'm gonna like June, July of 2025, In June, supposedly there was the applied category theory conference where usually all the people from the adjoint school, which I was part in, go to. Problem, it was in Florida. Really not a place where I wanted to go. But some other people realized that that might be like having like the applied category theory conference be in Florida, when category theory as we see today is kind of really a queer field and somehow there's a lot of trans people here. Bad idea. So some very cool people, one of them here, Jade here, decided to organize trans actions in category theory at the same time as applied category theory in Glasgow. So I went there. I had an amazing time. I got to meet Jade, Connor, Jules, all these lovely people you've got to hear from. And then 1 month after that, I went to Cutie Mart. The Queer and Trans Mathematicians in Algebra and Representation Theory. And back then, and I enjoyed that a lot, just also hanging out with queer people, like getting to know some like older queers in mathematics, some queer lore in mathematics. And what happened then was that like after Cutie Mart was over, I was like, huh, can I do that? Like there was the thought, what if there was Cutie Mart for category theory, like I discussed with some people, and I was like, at some point I got, maybe that needs to exist just because the name Cutie Cat is so good. Like once sometimes like you have an idea for a web domain, for example, some of you will know that, or like for me for a conference where you're just like, fuck, that name's so good, we need to make that into something. And so what happened, so soon after Cutie Mart, I got the idea for Cutie Cat. And since then, basically the last year, I've got, like there were kind of three axes of what happened. Well, with my paper, I got a new drive, like in September of last year, I got a new drive to publish that, and like I've been working on that. Like, there's so much stuff to do to try when trying to turn like anything into a paper to make it as nice and polished and make sure all the proofs are really correct as possible. The thing with the type theory was that at some point there was like a time when one of my mails didn't get answered, and then I didn't feel like reaching out to that person again. And then I started feeling some imposter syndrome, but I still started like getting to know the basics of type theory. And that was a lot of fun, but I was just kind of still hoping, like trying to hold the belief of maybe I can do that, but it was getting more and more unrealistic of list, or at least I was feeling more and more, no, this is not my domain. It is fun and all, but I can't do that. And like, even if the dream of like having all our infinity categorical things nicely in type theory, so much fun, actually doing that is so difficult, and we're so far away from actually doing that in a nice way that just makes sense and is good and solves all the problems. So I kind of like slowly stopped pursuing that. And well, then there was QtCat, where, well, I made progress. First, I found some lovely co-organizers. That was one of the first things I did, just ask around, hey, who'd be interested in joining me with that? I talked with some of the organizers of Qt Mart of, hey, how can we actually do such a thing? I found some support and also financial support at my university, since they were like, well, we have this diversity fund lying around that we're not really using. Maybe you can make something of that, which is basically how I, like, thanks to this, no, like, this can happen, and without it, none of this would have happened kind of situation. Maybe we would have found other sponsors, but the way it is, it worked out nicely since the money was there. And we did, like, we started doing a design, which the idea mostly done by my lovely partner, who thankfully did, like, design for other things as well. So we have that, like, cute little logo, which I'm so very happy about. And slowly we started inviting speakers. We found speakers, we designed posters, we just wrote texts. We got like all the university people to approve that that is a reasonable thing to spend money on. And slowly, QtCat became more and more reality. I think it was like some, either when we like invited the speakers or when the like application went out, when I was like, well, there's no going back now. Now we really have to make this happen. And then May of 2025, I kind of officially gave up on like trying to do a PhD, 2026. Yeah. That's the only way how to do academia, it's time traveling, you know? So in May of this year, I went to my supervisor again and was like, well, this isn't working out. What can I do? I want, like, at this point I was sure I don't want to continue academia, but I don't want to go out like without a PhD. I still want to finish it and do something. And so what I'm now working on, and I will just briefly talk about this, is non-unital idempotent completion in a sense. Namely, if you look at this, like over here, we wrote something down where like our objects are just idempotents and our morphisms are specific things. The identities are the idempotents themselves, because if you have, they always like, they hold, this equation always holds, and that also acts like as an identity then in our Karubi in the idempotent completion. So what you can realize is, wait, there are no identities in this definition. We can turn something which doesn't have identities into something which does have identities. And that's very fun. That's been, like, my brain has been going, like, has been liking that. It's been sticking onto that. It's more, like, I'm doing things, I'm doing apparently new things, because no one has really thought that much about non-unital categories. And they're weird. You can't define colimits the same way anymore, because you can't define constant functors. Yonada and coyonada don't work, because once you assume that they hold, you're in a unital case again. Like, all the tools we want don't work. We have to lose so many assumptions and take back like what we want. And the preliminary title for the PhD I have, which my supervisor probably won't approve, is, since the idempotent completion or variant is also called the Cauchy completion, I wanted to call it Cauchy's identity crisis. Which I think is a great name, but not so sure whether that will go through. And well, so I've been working on that. I'm, I think, really, really close to really publishing my paper now. Like, I hope next week, if I'm not completely dead, like, I'll be done with it. Probably next month, hopefully. Let's see about that. I won't promise anything. And also, well, Cutie Cat is happening now. And oh yeah, what I forgot to mention is in that like time frame between May 2025 and now, I started being active in what's called the Chaos Computer Club, which is a like group of people who are interested in computers in like a vague sense, computer security. They do all that kind of stuff, and they're a loving community, and I felt welcome there. And also these people are the people who taught me, hey, you can do shit. Like, you can just organize something. There are so many people who will help you, who want to make things, and it's such a great feeling. And I've, without them, none of this would have happened, especially our like own video and like audio production is just that from like the Chaos Computer Club. I'm so happy for that. And so now Cutie Cat is happening, and as a tradition, like since this is a vague, almost chaos event, chaos events usually end with like saying some data. Like I could tell you that we drank about 15 liters of coffee. The catering expected us to drink 20 liters per day. So for some reason, it seems queer mathematicians drink less coffee than others. We've produced 6 hours of content, which that's usually a number people like to like say at the end of these things. We've had an 85% eclipse. That's definitely our doing. And we enjoyed the hell out of it. And well, we've had, yesterday we grilled 60 steaks, 40 sausages, and ate 5 kilograms of potato salad. But none of these stats matter, because what really matters is that I found a way to bring people together. That this is like actually turned out into a reality that I suppose people have been telling me it's going great, and I'm starting to believe it as well. Yeah. I'm so happy that all of you could join me on this magical mystery tour. And yeah, I think that's all what I wanted to say. Thank you, all of you, so much for being here. Are there any questions?
When in the timeline did you register qtcat.de?
Well, I didn't. My partner did it without telling me about it.
Nice.
And I think it was like once we were like, oh, we got the university funding, when we were like pretty sure that it's like happening.
Because in chaos culture, there's a lot of people who register domains immediately, and then they just sit around forever.
Yeah. Well, we also, in theory, the domain qt.cat would have been available, but that's only available, like, .cat domains are like, you need to have some sort of, like, tie to Catalan culture. Yeah. And difficult to pull that off here. Yeah. Yeah. Like, very hard to do. It would have.
The equal opportunity fund.
Yes, of course. Equal opportunity to have cool domain. Well, since that, just my partner did that on a whim, and DAE domains are pretty cheap, that's actually not funded by that. A lot of things here are also just done by people who put in work, some put in some amount of money just to make things happen, and are not done with like, all, and not everything here is done up to registration, up to code. We've done some things that the university would probably not approve, but we did them anyway to make this thing nicer. I never ask anyone to like whether I can bring over those couches. I just did that because I was worried somebody would tell me no. Any other questions?
Where are we having Cutie Cat next year?
Well, there's a workshop later on that on how to QT blank for anyone who's interested in QT things, and I hope there will be a QT Cat next year. I can't promise that. Other QT conferences run every other year. Maybe someone will find it. I won't do it.
I'm a question for the audience. We're asking for volunteers to organize.
Also, we have the we've been thinking that it could also be Cuter Cat, so like the sequel. And the final one can be the cutest cat.
But there shouldn't be a final one.
I don't know, in 100 years or something.
Okay. Maybe, but anyway.
Q2 cat.
There are many potentials to have great names. And I can briefly say I kind of stole that name. Well, I was allowed to take that name from a research seminar that's happening here, the Quantum Topology and Categorification Seminar, which is also called the Cutie Cat Seminar. Yeah. And I always had wanted to give a talk there while wearing cat ears, but I think I outdid that plan by a few steps.
Yeah, must confess that the only reason I'm in the quantum topology group is because in the masters the seminar was called Cutie Cat.
Amazing.
Any more questions? Oh yeah.
Do we outnumber the quantum topologists?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the fullest I've seen that seminar was actually when I defended my master's thesis. But even then, we're more people now than then. Thank you all again so much. Yeah.